Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, with me in studio today is 10-year-old Emmy Nolan and her mum, Shauna Ray Lacey. And they're with me today on the programme to tell me about Emmy's role in this.
This thing in your house is a demon. It's the first one that we ever encountered. We were young. We were scared. We ran away. And after all these years, it wasn't done with our family.
The Conjuring, Last Rites. You're both very welcome, Emmy and Shauna. Thanks a million for joining us in studio today. The movie is made by, of course, movie giants Warner Brothers. I have to be honest, I watched the trailer for this earlier this morning, and Emmy, I was terrified watching it. Were you not petrified recording this?
No, because I don't like scary movies, and I was just like, ooh. But there was one scene that I had to see, and it was like, there was stuff coming out of the sink and it was red. I think we all know what that is. And I think it was a scientist experiment. So I knew what it was. And I was like,
you knew what it was. Okay.
I was like, it's okay, Emmy. It's just a scientist. So it's okay.
So that's how you prepared yourself for those scary scenes.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me, Shauna, how did Emmy end up starring in something like this?
Well, firstly, she would have got initial self-tape. She would have been invited from the casting team to send in a tape, and we had to record herself on camera and then sent it off. And from that, then it escalated on to auditions, recalls, and then Zoom auditions as well. And I remember, do you remember that time you got to meet Michael Chavs?
Yeah, that was very cool. Yeah,
so she got her last one. So she got to the last stage of auditions.
Yeah, so it was just a public casting call, wasn't it?
It was actually worldwide. They were looking for little Judy Warren to play the scene, but they fell in love with Emmy the minute they seen her.
Yeah.
They loved her.
And you run, I suppose, the first thing to say to you, you run a talent agency. Isn't that right,
yes.
Shauna? You do, yeah.
Yeah, myself and Mary. So I have, it's called SRL Talent Management. Mm. And I represent children and teens and adults. And I basically just represent them for film, theatre and any projects that's going.
Yeah, so you saw this absolutely terrifying, frightening Halloween style movie and you thought, my 10-year-old from Carlow is the perfect
actress. And I was there thinking, oh my God. And then at first, initially, I chat to Mary, my colleague, and I was, oh God, what if she did get it? And then eventually she did. And I think we were just like, oh my goodness. Like, and then I remember saying it to you, do you remember you got the part? Because she actually came out of the audition and I left her alone in the audition with Michael Chavs because they normally like to speak to the kids.
Mm.
And I left the room and she came out and she said, Mom, what did you say? Tell me what you said.
Mom, I think they like me.
And I think you said, I got this.
Yeah, I said, I got this, Mom. I think they like me. And I was not nervous. I was excited, you know, like.
So what did you have to do in the auditions, Emmy?
So I had to do a scene where I had to cry. And it was very cool because me and my mom, she had to pretend that she was my mom in it. And we had to do the self-tape. And I didn't know how I cry. I did it. I was so
happy.
Just
turned it on.
It was a lovely emotional scene with mother and daughter. So obviously I don't do anything like what Vera Farmiga can do with it. But we were chatting and I think we just had such like an emotional connection to the scene that we were able to freely chat and act it out between us.
What was the scene? This was for the audition.
I think it...
So young Judy, remember she was like, I keep seeing horrible things.
Yeah, so I had to sing like, because I'm getting things in my head and I can't let it out, so I have to sing a song that my mom gave me, and it's Lucy Lockett. So.
Yeah, because Judy, like, that's the thing. Like, Judy, like, sees things in her head that she doesn't want to see, and, like, her mom is like, shut it out, Judy, like, just shut it out. And then she learned this lovely song, and funny enough, in the cinema, like, during parts of it, you get to hear Emmy's voice just, like, ricocheting across the left and the right of the cinema. Do you want to sing it?
Can you give us a few, a little bit of it?
Okay, ready? Okay. Lucy Lockett lost her pocket. Katie Fisher found it. Not a penny was there in it. only ribbon round it, you're not there.
Boom. My God. So this is what you had to do. That's how you landed the role. Brilliant. Yes. So was it really exciting getting to record something like this?
It was very excited. I liked the trip. Was amazing going on the airport, me and my dad, because my mum was pregnant at the time, so she couldn't bring me.
Unfortunately.
And where did you have to go?
So I had to go to London.
Okay.
Yes, and I had my own trailer, and that's so good. Yeah.
So just like in a huge blockbuster movie, Emmy Nolan's name across the trailer to get ready in.
Yeah, I have Judy Warren, age 10. That's like on my trailer. And when I walk in, I have my own cheese board. I have my own food.
Cheese board.
Very cool.
I love it. So that's where you got ready every day and where you had your little downtime and you got to prep in there as well. Yeah. And your dad probably loved it too, did he? Getting to go over
to this? Yes, he loved it. He was like, when he seen Patrick Wilson, he was like, Emmy, there's Patrick Wilson.
So was it, how long did it take to record this?
I probably think it took like
a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks, yeah.
I missed her so much. She was, yeah, so she stayed over in London for a long time. So it was like weeks on end. So it was like between November, October.
Of last year.
Yeah, of last year. Okay. So I missed her so much. And obviously I didn't get to go with her. But she stayed over in London and my God, was she treated like a little queen. She had a private chauffeur who would like just come in and pick her from her hotel, and she loved the odd occasional stop offs at the garage, didn't you?
Yeah, I love these vans when they have three seats there and three seats in front of you. I just love sitting in the chair. I'm like
they're not little, they're huge taxis, aren't they? The taxi cars. So you were chauffeur driven around London when you were there recording, and you got out of school, of course, too, when all this was going on.
Well, guess what? I had my own tutor.
Did you?
Yes.
So you had to keep up with your studies when you were away?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but these studies were like totally different than what you were learning in school.
They were like, because I'm an Irish girl and the Gaelic girl, and I had to speak Irish. Like, I had to speak English, not Irish. I was like, oh my God. And I'm like saying Irish stuff, and he's like, what are you saying? I was like, sorry, I'm just in an Irish school.
But it was important enough that she had to like complete her schooling hours before she was on set. But when that was done, it was such a smooth process that like schooling was done and then costume was there. And she actually loved being in the costume trailer.
Yes.
She got to Lisa Tomlinson. She actually was she did the hair and makeup for Harry Potter. So Emmy had a lovely relationship with her. So
brilliant. And what were all the cast like? Because you would have spent a lot of time with them all.
Yes, I met like loads of people, and I seen Patrick Wilson and Vera, and they were very nice to hang around with. And I met Lisa. She actually was very kind. She gave me Harry Potter hair clips.
Wow.
And I love them. I still have them
Home. Have them.
And
they're
Mia was nice. Oh,
she was beside me in the trailer, and I was like really wanted to knock on her door and say hi. But I actually met her in
Mia
the hair.
Mia was the other Judy, the older Judy.
The old, because that's it. It's her looking back, isn't it, at her time. And you're the child version, and the very young child, and then she plays the same person as in the older role. And was there a lot, did you have to do a lot of preparation to learn all your lines?
Well, I had few lines, and I'm used to doing all lines. I just, when I get a self-tape, I learn the lines.
Or even any project, like she'd work over them, like you like reading them.
Yeah.
Then we'd practice
and
them.
And I also have my mum's help.
Yeah, which is great. Not everybody has now a talent agent when they're trying to launch their acting career. But like that's got to be a huge help in all of this too, Shauna.
Ah, it is. Like, I mean, like it was nice enough though. Emmy had a dialect coach as well on set.
Okay.
So she was able to get help. A lot of the time you were chatting like American and like going a little bit deeper on the accent as well. But yeah, definitely helps. Like, I mean, you know, I'm in the industry, I'm working in it, I can identify little things, or I can help her in situations where I can be a little bit more open to how the scene is going to go. And Emmy, sure, she's just a little natural, always has been, like since she was small.
Have you always loved being on stage and acting?
Yeah, when I was a baby, I just loved to dance and I loved to act. And when I seen the telly, I was like, I want to be on that telly.
And I said to John, how am I going to get her on the telly? Yeah. And then it just escalated from there then. But like The Conjuring has been just so huge.
I think
for her.
The Conjuring's my favourite thing I've ever done.
And what else have you been in?
So I recently got a little...
She got a lead role. Yeah.
And I've done a Smith's Toy Superstore ad, and I had to wear like my merch. I pretend I was like Eminem. That's what I had to wear, like the clothes. and it was very fun.
Yeah. So this is what you'd like to do, is it?
Yeah. Yes.
Famous actress. And obviously this is a huge role that you have in The Conjuring and Last Rites, a huge movie to get an opportunity to star in. Did you get to watch it all?
No.
I would think it's
no.
It's yeah. scary.
I mean, no.
Like, my mom went to the cinema and I probably think she was like this.
I was.
Time,
yeah.
Like,
I definitely was.
Well, I would be watching it behind hands.
My dad loves it, and all my, like, it was, the cinema was like, they had loads of people in it,
yeah,
and my cousins and my family just went to watch it. I was like, thank you guys.
Yeah, but the parts that Emmy is in, like, I mean, there's only one, like, special effects scene that we won't share too much because you have to go and watch it.
Yeah.
But, like, there was a scene that when it does flashback, it's very much so, like, just emotional, loving. It has, like, a very pivotal part within the whole film, the ones that she's in. So she doesn't get to necessarily see anything scary. But at the end, it shows her, it's really lovely little scene at the end of the film. And, yeah, I mean, I showed you all the showreel that production sent and you loved it, didn't
and
you?
And I just love watching myself. I just sit down. Like, oh my God.
She comes in from school. She's like, Mom, can I watch myself on the TV?
Can you watch back? So they sent, the production team sent you over a little reel of all of
exactly.
Emma's parts. So,
yes.
So that if, you know, if it, because it is, you know, a frightening movie, I suppose, for a 10-year-old child to watch. For other kids, it's, what is it, 18s? I think it's 16s.
But like, even so, like, you got to see like behind the scenes, like, you know, even with, in with Lisa, with them doing like the makeup and
yeah.
the special effects.
I actually did like, I had a wig. And when I went back into school, everyone was like, Emmy, did you dye your hair? It's blonde. I was like, no, I'm never dyeing my hair. I love the way it is. Yeah. But like, I did like a fast vlog of me getting my wig on, and it was very cool. And Lisa was so nice, and she had like a little partner with me, and she was like, Emmy, do you want to use this one or do you want to use this one? I could like choose.
You had to pick her wig.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. And they put little freckles on you as well.
Yeah, like I had loads of freckles.
All the different effects. But it's absolutely fantastic, and what a huge achievement to get to do. I know you got out of school today to come up to chat to us, Emmy, which I'm sure was a nice little break too, and well deserved. If people want to watch it, Shauna, where can they do that?
They can watch it obviously in cinemas, but Emmy does have an Instagram handle called Once Upon an Emmy, and I've kind of documented her life throughout, and I've shared some BTS of her and Vera and the scenes that they've been in.
All the behind
and
the scenes.
Yeah, it
Brilliant.
Is lovely. But yeah, in cinemas now.
Well, fantastic. Listen, Emmy Nolan, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your story with us today.
You're
and
welcome.
Emmy's mum as well, Shauna Ray Lacey from SRL Talent Agency. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.